Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Bertha who was extraordinarily good. She did all that she was told, she was always truthful, she kept her clothes clean, ate milk puddings as though they were jam tarts, learned her lessons perfectly, and was polite in her manners. She was not as pretty as any of you, but she was horribly good. She was so good, in fact, that she won several medals for goodness, which she always wore pinned onto her dress. There was a medal for obedience, another medal for punctuality, and a third for good behavior. They were large medals, and they clicked against one another as she walked. Everybody talked about her goodness, and the prince of the country got to hear about it. He said that, as she was so very good, she might be allowed once a week to walk in his park. There were lots of little pigs running all over the place. Black with white faces, white with black spots, black all over, gray with white patches, and some were white all over. There were no flowers because the pigs had eaten them all. The gardeners had told the prince that you couldn't have pigs and flowers, so he decided to have pigs and no flowers. Paws with gold and blue and green fish in them, and trees with beautiful parrots that said clever things at a moment's notice, and hummingbirds that hummed all the popular tunes of the day. Bertha walked up and down and enjoyed herself immensely, and thought to herself, "If I were not so extraordinarily good, I should not have been allowed to come into this beautiful park." Her three medals clinked against one another as she walked, and helped to remind her how very good she really was. Just then, an enormous wolf came prowling into the garden to see if it could catch a fat little pig for its supper. The first thing that it saw in the park was Bertha. Her pinafore was so spotlessly white and clean that it could be seen from a great distance. Bertha saw the wolf and saw that it was stealing toward her, and she began to wish that she had never been allowed to come into the park. She ran as hard as she could, and the wolf came after her with huge leaps and bounds. She managed to reach a shrubbery of myrtle bushes, and she hid herself in one of the thickest of the bushes. The wolf came sniffing among the branches, its black tongue lolling out of its mouth, and its pale gray eyes glaring with rage. Bertha was terribly frightened, and thought to herself, "If I had not been so extraordinarily good, I should have been safe in the town at this moment." However, the scent of myrtle was so strong that the wolf could not sniff out where Bertha was hiding, and the bushes were so thick he might have hunted about in them for a long time without catching sight of her, so he thought he might as well go off and catch a little pig instead. Bertha was trembling very much at having the wolf prowling and sniffing so near her, and as she trembled, the medal for obedience clinked against the medals for good conduct and punctuality. He dashed into the bush, his pale gray eyes gleaming with ferocity and triumph, and dragged Bertha out and devoured her to the last morsel. All that was left of her were her shoes, bits of clothing, and her three medals for goodness. The little pigs all escaped.